Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v nocojšnjem Eriš intervjuju. Moje ime je Luka Vučković, ob meni pa že sedita Colin Jones ter Rosie Steffi iz folk zasedbe Upside Down, ki bo pri Rdeči ostrigi v Škofji Loki nocoj predstavila prvenec z naslovom Mood Music. O tem in še čem se bomo pogovarjali nocoj v našem intervjuju. Colin in Rosie pa sta sabo prinesli tudi kitaro in nam boste v živo odigrali prvo skladbo z naslovom How Does He Speak?
Thank you.
Tako, tole je bila skladba How Does He Speak zasedbe Upside Down, ki bo danes nastopila pri Rdeči ostrigi v Škofji Loki. V studiju pa pozdravljam Colleen in Rosie. Hello, Colleen. Hello, Rosie.
Hi.
How are you? How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
We are so excited to be in Slovenia.
So this is, you're in the middle of a European tour. Is this the first time you're in Europe?
It's my third time here, but it's Rosie's first time.
Yes.
And how it goes so far, the tour?
Well, we've kind of put out an epic adventure for ourselves. We've already gone through many countries in just 2 weeks. We've been through Denmark, Germany, France, most of like Paris to through southern France. And we just drove through Italy for the last 2 days. So it's been an epic journey, but it's been great.
So when did you two meet and decide to start the band?
Well, Colleen does a lot of touring and has, you know, come through California a lot on her tours of the West Coast in various projects, and I've always really, really admired her. And then, I don't know, I ended up playing some shows with her in different bands, and we realized that we both admired each other and we should try playing music together, and it just worked out really well, so we started a band. We've been playing for 2 years now.
Yeah, we ended up moving in together too.
Oh, yes.
And did you always want to be a musician?
I would say that I've always wanted to sing, and I can't remember a time when I didn't sing. So the guitar playing just kind of came along with that naturally.
And you, Rosie?
Yeah, I've loved singing forever also, but I don't think I knew that I wanted to be a musician until I was 18 or 19 or something. I never really planned to keep going this long with it. It just seems like there's no other option.
How you come playing the drums?
I just decided to one day. I just decided to start playing drums in a band. It's something that everybody should do. It's fun. And it makes you better at other instruments because it sort of, you have to hone your rhythmic skills. And I don't really know what I'm doing, though, just in case you didn't notice. Well, I don't have a drum kit right now to play for you, so, you know. But come to our concert tonight and you'll get to hear us.
Yeah,
there'll
be a
much
real drum kit.
Louder. With our real setup. This is just an acoustic version.
Mm-hmm. So you recorded and released an original sci-fi radio drama, and you named it The Myth of the Astral Goat. Can you tell me something about it?
So I have had an obsession with like 40s radio plays and radio theater from that era. Mm-hmm. I don't know if... I imagine that happened everywhere. Things like The Shadow and... X-1 is one of my favorites. And so we wrote with our friends in like this amazing like creative spurt over a few days. We like drafted and created this whole sci-fi radio drama, and with a cast of about 8 people, including like instrumentalists and people doing live sound effects, we recorded it with like just like stereo recording. Live in our living room. And it's a strange and beautiful artifact.
It's pretty silly.
Yeah.
And it included music also. And it was experimental, or you wrote it down and recorded to it?
Some of the music was written and songs were rehearsed, but a lot of the sound effects and like the sort of themes, mm-hmm. there's like thematic like snippets of melodies that represent certain characters, and those were pre-written, but the whole thing was, like, all the sound effects were pretty much improv'd. They were scripted only loosely.
Yeah, and there's a couple of songs in it that we worked on a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Myth of the Astral Goat is probably the pop hit.
Yeah, the end
of the recording.
And yeah. How different was the approach in writing the drama other than music?
Oh, well, it was a really fun approach. We talked about what the scenes of the play were going to be like and what action needed to happen. And then we improvised with the various actors in the scene and recorded it just on a tape player.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened back to the tape player recordings and typed it all out and then edited it from there. So it's sort of based on original dramatic improvisations made by people that they just sort of came up with on the spot.
And then edited later on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will move to your first album, Mood Music. How the working process for the album looked like?
Well, these songs are songs that me and Rosie have been playing for the last year or more. And the way our process works is that usually I like bring a song to our band that's pretty raw, and then Rosie writes drum parts and harmony parts, and we argue about it for a long time, and we like butt heads for like hours and hours to try and figure out kind of how the song wants to be. And a lot of times I'll bring a song to Rosie and it'll completely change in the process of arranging it together. And there's one song on there that Rosie wrote, and we did like the opposite process kind of.
Yep.
But the album itself was recorded on analog tape at our friend's studio in Oakland. And it was mostly recorded live. So the recording process itself, we overdubbed some things, like we overdubbed our vocals, but most of all the instruments mostly are recorded live, which is kind of how we roll. It's like we like things to be very, I don't know, like the first impression sort of.
So maybe we could take a break and listen to one of the songs from the new album.
Yeah.
So which one are you going to play?
I think Rosie might play her song from the new album.
Yeah. Or did you mean you want to play one from the album? I'm confused.
I think we should play it.
Yeah?
Live, right?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Watched a rock in the yard. Its surface was wet, and it grew a veil of silvery moss. If only I could do that, content with contentment. Instead, I'll write a list of all the pets I've owned and how they died. Recollection. What a wondrous, wasteful thing. And am I allowed to be happy doing nothing? I could spend 4 hours a day petting the cat. And why, when I'm holding you, does the ocean rise up to meet my face, and I can't tell who is falling into. perfect feeling as I amble to the diner of my days. Silhouettes are vanishing, for everything is fleeting, but I wouldn't have it any
Tole je bila še ena skladba z zasedbe Upside Round, ki bo danes nastopila pri Rdeči ostrigi v Škofji Loki. Mi pa že nadaljujemo z intervjujem. So, Rosie and Colleen, your music is really peaceful, harmonic, with catchy melodies, yet you tend to combine it on your album with a lo-fi aesthetic, which adds roundness in the beauty. Why this kind of approach in recording?
Oh, thanks! I think it kind of comes naturally for us because we're not the type of musicians that are, like, really, really technically skilled and can play everything perfectly and, like, I don't know, studied everything and know exactly what we're doing. We're more intuitive and emotional creatures, and it just makes sense to record things in a way that captures more of the mood and is not as, you know, full of finesse, as it were.
But also with tape, like our first album, we also recorded to 4-track tape. It catches harmonics in this way that's really beautiful, and this like this richness of sound that I think both of us find really appealing. Especially since, like you said, like our like the basis of it is our voices mostly. And there's things about the way that voices combine with each other that I don't think can be exactly I don't know, captured within like digital artifacts because of. I mean, it does have to be translated into a code, even though those codes are really advanced. I think that there's something about having a physical imprint of the voice on tape that is just different, and the quality of it feels different to me. And both of us are very tactile people, too. I mean, Rosie is, like, less involved in the technological world than most, and admirably so, I would say. And that's part of it, too, that we like the physical artifact of tape. And how that translates to, like, audio files like us, I guess.
You speak so vivid about recording process. So what do you prefer, playing live or recording music?
Oh, playing live for me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Recording is so hard. It is so hard because you can't screw up and ruin the take. And it's really hard to, like, play a song and know, like, if I screw up, I'm ruining it. If I screw up, I'm gonna ruin it. And you just have to, like, steer away from that thought. It's really hard. Whereas in front of an audience, like, yeah, you screw up, you move on. They probably aren't gonna hold it against you. Yeah. It's a little bit easier, and there's a little more give and take with an audience than with a microphone, I have to say.
Yeah, for me, it's like it's more exciting to be in conversation with like a room full of people, you know, like musically speaking, than to be in conversation with myself in a whole.
What about lyrically? What influenced you in writing lyrics on the album?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know if anyone's asked me that before. A lot of what I draw my images from are my dreams and, like, literature that I'm really inspired by. I think that a lot of most of the songs that I create are based on certain images, like, metaphors that occur to me with, like, images that strike me as, like, meaningful in my life or in literature. And, like, I think sometimes, like, to a fault, I see the world... like metaphorically almost. I don't know. What about you, Rosie?
To be honest, one of my most recent goals with lyrics is to just not write crappy ones. Because the world is full of people that do that, and I've realized it kind of ruins music sometimes. And I don't know. I'm still on the path to discovery. I don't really. It's hard to find something that's worth repeating or worth singing about, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, an idea that I care about usually, some whim.
I would say you're being really modest right now.
I don't know. That's totally where I'm at with it these days.
So nowadays, bands usually choose to release their albums, I don't know, on vinyls or on the internet. You've chosen the cassette with all the goodies like digital download, zine, hand-stamped labels. You took a really personal approach in presenting your music.
Oh, thanks.
We're very personable people.
I love tapes. They're the best. Yeah. Plus, we can't afford vinyl. So, there you go.
Yeah, maybe someday. We plan to release it, because the other hard thing about tapes that we also are aware of is that a lot of people that maybe would want access to our music don't have tape players. Mm-hmm. Because that is kind of a niche now, where I don't want it to be exclusive or anything. So, and digital downloads and tapes, I think, rule out a big population, like my grandma, for instance. Mm-hmm. So I want my grandma to be able to listen to my album. So we'll be releasing it in other forms. But our friends at Antiquated Future Records out of Olympia, Washington, mm-hmm. Have released this album for us. So
oh, great.
That's why it's out right now. Mm-hmm. Because me and Rosie aren't in charge of putting it out.
You use the opportunity of social media a lot in communication with your fans. How important is social media at this stage of your career?
Career?
I think that the ways that we use that are only as much as we have to, because neither of us are interested in spending a whole lot of time on the internet. We're more interested in meeting people, but in order to get here, for instance, it necessitates the use of social media and internet in some degree. So we use it in as much as we have to get to the actual physical location of those friends that we're trying to get in touch with. Mm. But I don't think we've talked about it a lot, actually, how to interface with that kind of technology, because for us, like, we are like we live in like the tactile and like the real like physical world, and to interact with the internet in a way that reflects the way that we feel about the real world, is it's hard to figure out how to negotiate that whole thing.
Great. So, Colleen and Rosie, thank you for your time. And enjoy your staying in Slovenia, and I wish you the best on the rest of the tour.
Oh, thank you.
So, you're going to play another song?
We're
going to
play, one last song.
Yeah, if there's time for it.
Yeah. Would you like to add something about it? Maybe the title?
This song is called Castles, and it's actually the first song that me and Rosie co-wrote together.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. for the wind, one for the ride. Follow the smoke, it winds its path to the cavern's mouth.
V današnjem Irish intervjuju smo se pogovarjali s Colleen in Rosie iz zasedbe Upside Down. Colleen in Rosie boste nastopili nocoj v Škofji Loki pri Rdeči ostrigi. Intervju sem pripravil Luka Vučković.
Intervju Radija Študent.